In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. So, attention esports fans, Electronic Arts, and the NFL are teaming up to create an annual video game tournament and is trying out something a little different. It's open to players at any skill level and from any location, namely your couch at home. It's called the Madden NFL Club Championship, tied to the launch of Madden NFL, the latest installment of the annual football franchise. Here with the latest, joining us on the line from New York is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Hey, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
The Madden NFL Club tournament is unique. These esports tournaments are certainly popular, but how will opening it up to players at home work?
Well, for the start of the competition, you'll be able to play online as long as you have a copy of the Madden NFL 18. You can go on once you're in the game and on the online portion of it, there's an opportunity to enter into the competition. Simple as that.
What's behind this inclusionary approach? Are they betting they can hook in those players, drive up that business? It makes sense on paper.
Well, it's just a different approach to esports. Many of the tournaments are these big, giant public spectacles with paid professionals. They belong to these investor-backed teams, and they have corporate sponsors. And EA is taking a bit of a different approach. They are making it open to anyone who is 16 or older and is a resident of North America, the UK, and Germany, allowing them to play. It is certainly possible, and it's almost definite that you can expect some pro players to get in on this. But it's an opportunity for anyone playing, you know, at home on their console to show off their chops, and if you're good enough, you could get to the point where they'll have, you know, they'll narrow it down to a select group that will compete in stadiums and other public places, and then at some point it will whittle down to the top 32, one player representing each of the 32 NFL teams.
And this is all pumping in more money into the esports industry. There's no lack of money to be made there, right? It appears as though it's an industry that's really growing and making a killing.
Growing, but it actually isn't making that big of a killing yet. Global revenue for esports is projected to reach about $1.5 billion by 2020, and that's really a tiny fraction of the overall $100 billion video game industry, but it is growing, and these leagues are being formed, professional leagues are being formed by other companies like Activision and Take-Two and Riot, and then when you have what's going on here with Electronic Arts, it's so new, it's unprecedented that we don't really know exactly how it's going to roll out. But those are some of the figures that the research firms are estimating. It is also really small when you compare it to, say, like the NFL. That does about $13 billion a year. So we're talking about reaching just $1.5 billion by 2020 for esports. But it is the very early days of this industry, and it's hard to say what will happen down the road.
Yeah, it must be that buzz acting as a bit of a driving force. You mentioned the NFL. It's obviously a humongous industry. What makes esports an appealing revenue stream?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a lot of crossover. I mean, esports is competition, number one. Number two, you've got the fact that most esports competitions are watched online. And when they're watched online, there's a lot of interactivity. So the people watching can chat with one another. Sometimes they can chat with the people streaming, depending on what they're watching. If it's an individual person competing or streaming themselves practicing, the viewer at home can chat with that person. If they're watching an esports tournament, they still may be chatting with other viewers. It's very interactive, unlike on television. You're only going to be chatting with the person sitting next to you on the couch. And the fact that these viewers are watching online and they're so connected socially from a technology standpoint, that's of interest to the NFL. I mean, it has an audience that ranges in age, and certainly some of the older folks are losing, you're losing some of those folks, and then you got new people coming into the ecosystem that are very digital savvy and aren't watching network television. So if the NFL wants to reach these cord cutters, it certainly would make sense to get to know them on their playing field, pun intended. And so they'll look to opportunities to cross the bridge between traditional sports and video game sports by working alongside with some of the publishers in the ways that EA is doing and Take-Two, for example.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman about the new Madden NFL Club Tournament. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You, who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you, who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, Sarah, there seems to be a lot of this growing momentum in the merging of traditional and digital sports. Clearly a trend that's here to stay. What can you mentioned a couple of specifics just now. What else can we expect coming down the pike?
Sure. Well, Activision Blizzard is in the process of building an esports league for its game Overwatch. That doesn't have a connection to traditional sports in the direct sense, like we're talking with EA. However, a lot of the organizations that are buying the rights to teams for this league do hail from the sports industry. We got Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots. His organization is one of the team buyers. Jeff Wilpon of the New York Mets. His VC firm is invested in one of the teams for the rights to have an Overwatch team in New York. We also have Take-Two Interactive Software. That's the company that makes publishes games like Grand Theft Auto. They have a unit called 2K that puts out a basketball simulation game called NBA 2K, and they've partnered with the National Basketball Association to create a league, and 17 of the 30 NBA teams will be represented in this video game league that's supposed to start sometime next year.
Very good. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks for the latest.
My pleasure.
For more on Sarah E. Needleman's coverage of the gaming industry, head to WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.